Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the table.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the many sons enjoying our Father.
Amen.
Well, we wanted to continue in fellowship a little more about this matter of getting into the ministry and getting into the Word. And Dexter shared, and what we're doing mainly is we're using this outline from the crystallization study of Ezekiel, the recent training, and message 10. So we're just going through this. And one of the first things to realize when we come to this matter about reading for our supply is our concept needs to be changed. Everywhere else, reading is intended for knowledge. But the Bible unveils a marvelous revelation. What did Ezekiel do when he was given the scroll, given the word? He ate it. This thought that the word is our food, we can't hear this enough because our mind needs to be renewed. The Apostle John in Revelation, he was given a scroll. What did he do with it? He ate it. He ate it. I mean, he would read it. He would study. No, he ate it. He ate it. So the verse, this is Roman numeral 2 in this outline, is from Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found. And what did Jeremiah do? Just like Ezekiel and John. He ate them.
Amen.
Your words were found and I ate them.
Amen.
Your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart.
Amen.
So the Lord's recovery is actually a recovery of eating the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And very practically, the word is available for us to eat.
Amen.
And the one part I wanted to stress was the last part. See, eating, you can have, there's times you read the word and you don't know whether you've eaten, whether you've really, what's transpired. But the key is that word, whatever we read, the Bible, the ministry, it needs to become something in us.
Amen.
It needs to become our joy.
Amen.
It needs to become our gladness.
Amen.
It needs to become our rejoicing.
Amen.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, we have been fellowshipping about getting into the ministry in a regular way. And we have this reading schedule here. I hope we all will get into this reading schedule. The first book we're reading is the All-Inclusive Christ. There's different colors and different, you know, covers, but it's the same title, the All-Inclusive Christ. And we're going to go on and over a period of the next 3 or 4 months get into several of these marvelous foundational books. Now, our goal is not that you would know about and acknowledge objectively the facts about the all-inclusive Christ. Our goal is that this book would become our joy.
Amen.
And our rejoicing.
Amen.
And our gladness.
Amen.
That means that we have eaten the word.
Amen.
Now, this is the thing. Okay. This concept of eating is just a marvelous revelation. And there is a result that happens to us. You know, this is the thing I wanted to stress. It needs to become our enjoyment.
Yeah.
So I'll talk a little bit about how that takes place. And mainly, it's that when we come to the Word, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the other point is that what is transpiring when we read the Word is that God Himself, as the Spirit, is actually being dispensed into us.
Amen.
So we hope that we all read more than we have, both the Bible and the ministry.
Amen.
So let's say I'm reading this more. I used to spend, you know, maybe 10 minutes a week reading, but now I'm reading 15 minutes. Do you realize what that increase is? That is an increase of time of God's economy operating in me.
Amen.
The heart of God's economy takes place. when we eat Jesus in the Word.
Amen.
So more reading means more God's economy. Amen. Do you realize this is our view? This isn't just good basic Christian knowledge we're trying to impart. We are advocating the enjoyment of God, Amen. Which is the advance and our actual experience of God's economy.
Amen.
This is what we're stressing, and we're going to continue the fellowship about this matter of reading the ministry. But this is at the kernel. This is at the heart of it.
Amen.
The increase in reading is our entrance, our increase of God's economy.
Amen.
And that is an advance in the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is why we are so burdened that we would be brothers and sisters who read the ministry.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I hope that point is clear. We'll touch on it again and again. You know, we're in the meetings, and here, obviously, we enjoy Christ, and God is dispensing, and we're experiencing God's economy.
Amen.
But as we read in our personal life, in our daily living, that is much more time where God can operate and dispense himself into us.
Amen.
Then God's economy is in our personal daily living.
Amen.
The practical handle is the Bible and the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this matter of eating the Lord in the Word actually is something we need to learn. Hopefully, all of us have had some experience of eating and reading and eating, but we need to advance. We need to get better at it.
Amen.
Eating Jesus in the Word is actually a spiritual skill.
Amen.
Think about that. It's a spiritual skill. And even to advance in it, in Hebrews, it talks about our need to read, and this is Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. If we look at that verse, Hebrews 12, 12 to 14, I'll read it. Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Okay, it says, for when because of time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you what the rudiments of the beginning of the oracles of God are, and have become those who have need of milk and not of solid food. So he's contrasting, speaking about the oracles, about the Word, that there's milk and there's solid food. And we all need to advance,
Amen.
So we can be those that eat the solid food.
Amen.
For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the full grown, and here's the key point, for the solid food is for the full grown who, because of practice, have their faculties exercised for discriminating between good and evil. So that means actually being able to apprehend and eat the word as solid food. And that requires practice and exercise.
Amen.
So I want to share a few things about this spiritual skill, maybe some tips. And, you know, it's really something. One of the spiritual skills that we need to read or need to gain, it may be so obvious, but it's to combine the reading of the Bible with the reading of the ministry.
Amen.
Don't just read the ministry. Read the verses that go with the ministry. And don't just read the verses. Don't just read the Bible, the quote-unquote pure Bible. You must have the ministry that opens up the Bible.
Amen.
Now, we fellowshiped about this. And by the way, I'm not the only one here speaking. There's a group of us brothers who are burdened for this. So we are speaking as one man, our burden these weeks. So we realized, this one brother shared, that you know, in the morning revival, hopefully we all get into this. It starts out with a rich portion. We pray and we read over that. And then there's some ministry reading. It's a marvelous combination, the package for the morning. But usually I pray, read the verses, and then I get into the reading. Well, one brother said that sometimes and oftentimes it's helpful to read the whole thing first and then go back and pray, read the verses. I never thought about that, but that is exactly my experience. Often after you read the ministry, the verses become open to us.
Amen.
So you know this analogy that Brother Mark shared in the training, that we go from verse to verse and we shake each branch of the verses. This is a quote from Martin Luther. And berries fall off of some verses and berries don't fall off of some. Don't worry about that. Shake each one and then stay with the one where the berries are falling off.
Amen.
Well, you know, another dimension of that is actually every branch has berries. Every verse is full of berries. And often we don't know where the berries are or we're not shaking it the right way. But after we read the ministry, that branch, which was kind of dead to us, it's full of berries.
Amen.
It's full of food for us.
Amen.
So that's a very practical way to become experienced and skillful. Use the word and the ministry combined together. And then the matter of pray reading, not enough time to get into actually using the word to pray over, and even using the outlines, PSRPing, praying over the outlines, praying, you read through a ministry portion, don't just read and get touched by something. The minute you're touched, eat it. Pray it back to the Lord. This is crucial. Another spiritual skill point, which is the last thing I'll touch on, we have to realize that the hymns, what are the hymns? They're not just songs. They're not just like, I was talking to young people, it's not like the national anthem, just another. These hymns, they're a distillation even of the same ministry that we're urging us to get into. So a hymn is an opening of the Bible.
Amen.
Look at this section. Look at verses or the hymns in our hymnal between 8:11 through 8:15, I think it is. Yeah. Those are on study of the word, eating, feeding on the word. So I'm just going to read some things. This is what it's like to read and eat the word. Here is hymn 8:13, verse 2. Here, and this is why you're reading the word, right? As you're opening the Bible, opening the ministry, opening the all-inclusive Christ. Here I behold thy radiant face. Wow, you could just enjoy that verse, that line from the verse. When we come to the Bible, we're actually coming to the face of God.
Amen.
Do you realize that? And it radiates, his face radiates himself into us. Its light upon my heart doth shine, with healing rays consuming all the weaknesses and faults of mine. This is like Ezekiel, the fire in Ezekiel, right? Here thy light illuminates me, my true condition unto me. 'Tis here thy blood's effectiveness to cleanse from sin I gladly see. By reading I'm enlightened, filled. By prayer my thirst is quenched indeed.
Amen.
Thus thou to me may be supplied, and thou through me may meet the need.
Amen.
And then the last verse of hymn 8:14. Lord, teach me how to exercise our spirit when thy word we read. Then will our spirit nourished be, as thus upon thyself we feed. Again, this is, you know, in Colossians 3, it talks about letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. See, when we get into a hymn, that is a speaking to us. That is a ministry of the word into us and another way for us to eat the word.
Amen.
So I would recommend the hymns to you. In fact, take your hymnal into your morning revival.
Amen.
Have it there with you. And you notice that even in the morning revival, there's always a rich hymn at the end of the week. That's not by accident. The hymns, this is another way to become practiced and skillful in how we eat the word. So the Lord's table, when we're singing, and even, I tell you, the young people's meeting last night, the hymns, the singing, I enjoyed them. There was food there for us as we exercise our spirit. So, praise the Lord. All of this results in what? This word, this ministry, these hymns become a joy to us.
Amen.
They become gladness to us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So much more on this. We'll maybe next week get into the matter of exercising our spirit. All of this hinges on our spirit. Otherwise, it can be. Even the richest hymn can be black and white. But it can just be a letter that kills us. But we have a human spirit that converts the written word into the living, rhema, life-giving, enjoyable, rich, and sweet word.
Amen.
Brother David, that is installed as an app in you.
Amen.
Activate it. Push that button.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word is so enjoyable. Amen.